This morning's reading starts with from Isaiah, and there's a second reading in John 10. Isaiah 30, verse 21. Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, "This is the way, walk in it." And the reading from John 10, which is from verse 3. The watchman opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought them out, all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. And this is the word of Jesus.
Better? Did you hear me before? I'm just saying, we have lots of things that we have to decide about, that we've got decisions to make about as we go through life. And perhaps we need some guidance on that. But what is God calling you to primarily? What does God want for you above everything else? What is his main purpose for you? I would suggest three things. To have a loving relationship with him and to enjoy him forever. To love other people and to become more like Jesus day by day. We're going to come back to that. Oh, I need a helper. Would someone like to help me? A volunteer. Amy, do you want to come up? Oh, there's a bit of a thing here. You can only help me if you like chocolate. Do you like chocolate? Good. There's some chocolate. Would you like this?
Yeah.
Well, do you know, I really, really want you to have this. I'm going to put it on here. Now, what I'm going to do, I'm going to put this blindfold on you. Then I'm going to put you somewhere in the church. And I want you to find your way back. And if you can find your way back and grab the chocolate, it's yours. All right? Now then, can you see?
No.
You sure?
Sure.
Okay, let's put you somewhere in the church. We're going to go down a step. Just be careful. So right now, I'm going to just turn you around. I'm going to walk you this way. Oh, careful that hole. Come this way. This way. Oh, just it. She says she's slightly concerned about this. Right. Okay. All you got to do is find your way back to the chocolate. Off you go. All right, let's stop. Look, this is a bit precarious. There's all these people dodging out your way because you're about to poke their eyes out. Now, let's try again. I'm going to put you back where you were. What's that? What did she say? I'm going to put you back. Right, we're going to start again. We're going to do it a different way. Right, Amy, come to my voice. That's it, you're fine. Just keep coming to my voice. Can you see? Look, there's my hand. Just keep coming to me. Keep coming to me. Now stop. Just take a couple of paces forward. There's a bit of a narrow bit here. Keep coming. Keep coming. So I'm in front of you. There's not anything going to happen. Forward. Well done. So two things happened there. First off, Amy had to try and find her way. And I just kept silent. And I did wonder, did you see through that mask? You were doing quite well. But she was poking people and bumping into things. And then the second way was, she listened to me and I guided her on the way. Now, do you remember I was talking about God's purposes for us? Do you want those purposes for you? To know him forever, to love other people, to become like Jesus. Is that what you want? Do you want that to be fulfilled in your life? Do you want those purposes to be fulfilled in your life? Is that what you want? Well, I tell you, that's what God really, really wants for you. Effectively, he really, really wants you to have the chocolate. He really wants that for you. And he is not going to remain silent as he looks for you to have his purposes fulfilled in your life. He is not going to remain silent. He absolutely wants to give you guidance and to show you the way. We don't have to persuade him or twist his arm to help us on our way in life to fulfill those purposes. In our readings, there were some promises. Isaiah said to us, you will hear the voice of God saying, this is the way, walk in it. And Jesus spoke about the shepherd who is guiding the sheep. And did you notice what he said? He said he calls them by name. They weren't just an odd sheep. If you go and look at a field of sheep, I can't tell them apart. But it says here that the shepherd calls them by name. He knows you individually. He knows your needs. And he guides us individually, personally, because he's interested in you as an individual person. That's the promise that we have. We have two parts to play. We have two parts to play. And Nick has already spoken about one. We have to listen. Now, when Amy was being guided, she listened to me. She listened to what I was saying. We have to listen. How do we listen? Well, you can have about 10 sermons on how we listen to God. But basically, we listen by reading the Bible. We listen by allowing us to hear the promptings of the Holy Spirit as he speaks into our life. We listen as we talk to friends about the things that are going on in our life and what they might have to say to advise us. We listen as we just think about the common sense of our situation. What is a sensible thing to do? And we listen because of the circumstances around us. Perhaps doors or ways that we might want to go are closed and other ways are open. But we have to listen to God. And the second thing is that our part is we have to do what we hear God saying. We listen and then we do. Amy was very good. When I said stop, she stopped. When I said turn to your left a bit, she turned to her right a bit, but she meant to turn to her left. She did what I said. So there's two parts we have to play. God wants to lead us into his purposes, but we have to listen and we have to do what he says. It's not always easy. And we can get things wrong and we can get lost. Have you heard the story about the man who was visiting a city, a big city? He'd never been there before, and he was looking for his hotel, and he got completely lost. And eventually, he stopped someone and said, "Can you give me directions to this hotel?" And the person thought a bit, and he said, "Well, if I was going to that hotel, I wouldn't start from here." No? I think that's quite funny. A couple of years ago at Focus, Justin Welby said this: when God is dealing with us, he starts from where we are, not from where we're meant to be. By which he meant we do get lost and we do go wrong, but that's just not the end. All is not lost. God takes us on from where we've got ourselves to and tells us where to go from then on. And Amy was coming this way, went a bit that way, but she headed on. I didn't give up when she went slightly the wrong way. Sometimes we might be puzzled or disappointed by what's happening in our life. We might think we're trying to listen to God and do the right thing, but things don't seem to be working out as we expected. Perhaps things we wanted to do aren't happening. Well, Nicky Gumbel said this in an Alpha talk. If that happens, he says, don't look back with regret. Don't look around with worry. Look up and trust God that everything in our lives is working for our good. So, to conclude, as we believe that God wants and does guide us through life, as we listen day by day to his promptings, and as we do what he asks, as we follow him, our lives, even you young people, our lives can have an impact for good. And one day, we will hear Jesus say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you that you have a purpose for us. Although there's lots of decisions about the things we have to do day by day, thank you that ultimately your purpose for us is to be friends with you and to enjoy you forever and to have an impact for good in this world. And Lord, thank you that you long to guide us in the way, that you don't keep silent. And Lord, I pray that we'd learn to listen to you day by day as you speak to us, as you have promised. Amen.